As we mentioned earlier, Pakistan is just one of the many challenges facing the new man in charge of the Pentagon's Central Command. General David Petraeus's responsibilities now include all of the Middle East and Central Asia, so that means Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan, too. Marvin Weinbaum knows the CENTCOM region pretty well. He is scholar-in-residence at the Middle East Institute, and he's a former Pakistan and Afghanistan analyst at the U.S. State Department. Professor Weinbaum says most observers give General Petraeus credit for reducing the violence in Iraq when he was the top commander there. But he says Afghanistan is a tougher case.
The heart of his success in Iraq was not really the surge itself, but rather the ability to reach out to traditional leaders and to let them understand that it was in their interest to cooperate with the United States, and they were willing to do so. Obviously, they received some incentives for doing that, and
they get
we saw
paid.
The arming of units. In Afghanistan, it's going to be harder to find the traditional leadership that is cohesive in the way in which he was able to talk with a group of sheikhs in Iraq. The Taliban, the enemy, is not a single group like al-Qaeda, or even al-Qaeda, you know, with a version in Iraq, but rather is a network of people who include anyone basically with a grievance against the government and so on.
Let me interrupt there.
Who do you negotiate with is my point.
Who do you negotiate with? So the Awakening Councils, which is the groups that you were referring to in Iraq, those who decided even prior to the surge's start that they should start working with the Iraqi government and working even more so with the Americans, they are being paid on an individual basis. They have been paid by the United States. Whether or not they continue to be paid by the Iraqi government, one only can guess right now. If money talks in Iraq, why wouldn't it talk in Afghanistan? Why would things have to be so different, even though there are disparate groups there?
Yes, money does talk. But at this stage, when things have deteriorated to the degree that they have, many of the people who have allied themselves, and these are the people who you want to wean away from Mullah Omar and the main core of the Taliban, there's something for them which is much more important than money, and that is who's going to be around in the future. And if they feel that the international community is looking for an exit, they'll continue to be associating themselves with the Taliban, cooperating with the Taliban. They're doing pretty well monetarily anyway because they've got the drug money. So it's not just a question of finances. We're going to have to compete against that drug money.
This is the poppy production and opium production.
That's right.
Which farmers there have been, and warlords there certainly have been reaping great returns from, and members of the Taliban as well. So today, General Petraeus is now the head of CENTCOM, Central Command for the Pentagon. Next week, he's going to know who his commander-in-chief will be, the man who he will have to answer to. Is it going to make a difference to him?
I don't think so. There are a lot of people who want to say because he was aligned with Senator McCain that this is a more natural partnership with the commander-in-chief. But he has made it very clear, Petraeus, that he does not want to see his military command in any way politicized. So I don't think it's going to make a difference. Whether the candidates themselves, once in office, take a somewhat different tack towards Afghanistan and, more importantly, Pakistan, that remains to be seen.
All right. Nice to speak with you, Professor Marvin Weinbaum, scholar in residence at the Middle East Institute in Washington, D.C. Thanks again.
Nice talking to you.